See, me, I viewed it beforehand. I knew it was always going to be really tough. The movement's very, very good. You can see that. But the good thing from my point of view, we came here and we're in the game for long spells. Even though Manchester City had a lot of possession, but they can do that to anybody, I think. And I'm delighted the way we kept on going. But just sometimes you've got to hold your hand up and think the better team on the day is Manchester City.
But the second goal really opened up the floodgates. How frustrated with the nature of that were you?
No, that's a disappointing thing, because Elliot Bennett had a great chance to make it 1-1. And the ball's travelled a long way, as I said before. You need to see it again to see it. And it puts you in the back foot, and then they scored another one. And then, but all credit to my team, they stuck at it, got a goal back, and gives us the confidence to go and have a go at them.
But to come to a place like this for your players, bearing in mind 2 years ago today you were playing at Carlisle in the Cup, does that kind of put things into a little bit of perspective?
Well, it always does, but you've got to manage the expectation level of the football club, and you don't look in the past. We are because we had 2.5 years of terrific times, and then. But you've also got to have a realism that Manchester City are on another level from not just ourselves, but a lot of other teams.
Do you think they're going to be nearly unstoppable, Paul, in the league this season, on what you've seen today?
No, well, I think the I don't know how the results have went with Manchester United and or what the points gap is at the minute. But if it's still five, then that's achievable. That's no problem. Long, long way to go. Manchester City have got Champions League football that they are trying to aspire to, and that is really tough to juggle that between that and the Premiership.
When you look at the two sides on show there, your whole squad's barely got 100 Premier League appearances amongst them all, and Manchester City can make the changes they do. Very hard to compete, isn't it?
No, that's tough, is it? But that's the game. That's you make no apology for it. If Norwich had the same position, you would do the exact same. And that's the game. But they've got Manchester City, great players, great club, got a great manager going with it. So, but it's something I said yesterday. I'm not envious of it, it's just that's life really.
A couple of late goals make it look worse than probably it was, and you did have chances. You could have opened the scoring with Morrison, you could have level matters just after the break as well. Do you focus on those positives?
I think you've got to. If you come away from getting beat here, then you've got to have the positive side of it, that we kept on going, which the lads have done again, and you dust yourself down, you go again next Saturday.
Just a word about one of their players. Balotelli gets that goal that more or less just then kills the game completely. It was an odd one, I suppose, wasn't it? I mean, the crowd love that kind of entertainment, but what did you make of that finish?
Boggles over the line, it's a goal. That's the way I don't bother. So I never buy into all that nonsense. It's a goal the lad scored, he's in a position to score.